Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it. This is episode 65, titled The Key to Confidence. I have had so many moments over the past week that have made me question my confidence. So many moments where I just felt not enough. I have been going through this process of creating a minimalist wardrobe. It has been so cool and insightful. One of my coworkers let me borrow this book, The Curated Closet, and I would definitely recommend it because it has helped teach me how to build a wardrobe that lasts, and more importantly, how to identify and build out my own personal style, which is something I really struggle with. My mom has always bought my clothes. I realize this sounds completely spoiled, but she is a freaking fashionista. So every holiday or anytime she had extra clothes, I would just get her to get me stuff. It was awesome. But then I realized that I'm moving into this phase of life where I need to create my own style and my own look. It's definitely been a long time coming. When I was younger and in college, I struggled with weight issues, and I still feel like I'm that girl. I feel more comfortable wearing dark clothes, comfy materials, and generally oversized things. But through this process, I realized that that's not really what I want, and that's not really what looks best on me. And these past couple weeks have honestly brought up so many insecurities, because it's pawing at this ultimate question of, who am I? That was not my goal of minimizing my closet, but I don't mind the self-exploration. My real goal was to create a system where I could spend less time and money on basics and more time on creative expression and my fashion. But like everything in life, it is all about the journey. And I've learned time and time again. I mean, maybe I haven't learned this yet, but life is truly about the journey and not the destination. And the journey to finding out who you are directly links to your confidence. Here's the best thing I've learned so far. It is so easy to lose your confidence when your self-worth isn't tied to God. When our self-worth is connected to worldly things like wardrobe, money, or status, a shift in those things will cause a shift in our confidence. I had to fight so hard yesterday to not go impulse buy new workout clothes because I was so completely insecure about my fashion at a workout class. I mean, y'all, like, I can't make this up. This was real. And I know it sounds silly, but I know that you've been there too. And when we feel down or bad about ourselves, we buy a pick-me-up outfit or an item just to put a Band-Aid on a problem that is so many more layers deep. How do we break out of that cycle? How do we stand confident when life shifts under our feet? Here's my simple reply. Cling to Jesus. Grab hold of the stability of God's kingdom. He has not changed and he will not change. He is the stability that we can root our confidence in. And once we do that, we can start to train our bodies to react differently when we don't feel confident. Try this. I want you to say out loud wherever you are, I am enough. Do it. Just say it out loud. I am enough. Now say that every morning in the mirror. Give yourself a hug and say, I am enough. The power of self-love is real. And I know that I meant to say these words to someone out there today, that you are enough. You are. Even if you don't check off one more item on your to-do list, it is enough. One powerful realization I keep coming back to is that the creator of everything created you. And if you are enough for him, you are enough for you. And I know this is easier said than done. We all have scars, scars that run deep into our souls. Scars of mean girls and failures and anxieties and losses and just inadequacies. And we still carry them around, dragging this giant bag of regret, fears, and failures. Are you tired? Tired of carrying all that junk and baggage, the sadness and anger? You don't have to. You don't have to keep living like that. You don't have to keep dragging that around. And I know that it feels comfortable and easy with it. It always gives you an excuse, but it also hinders you in so many ways. It holds you back from truly being everything that you were meant to be. And it holds you back from really accepting yourself and loving yourself in a way that is so pure and full. If we start to shift how we see ourselves, that will be the ultimate shift in our confidence. And what's really exciting is that once we do this for ourselves, we can do this for others as well. Root your confidence in the fact that you are enough. We all are made so incredibly unique. Don't be afraid to dig a little deeper today and find out who you truly are and what makes you special. Because we all have something. Make your something shine. I know we covered a lot today, and if you want to talk more or dive deeper, email me at theheezylife@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at heezy.life. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Have a great day and keep it heezy, my friends.